Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, good Thursday, everyone. It's Dom time. Welcome in. And again, today we have nice work by Dan. He must have been working overtime. Well, maybe. We have our big special tonight in which we'll be bringing you the stories. We were able to get three out of four of our local nominees as Person of the Year. That's at 9 o'clock tonight. Wait until you hear their backstories. Ed Dare, Steve Keeley, Clarice Schillinger. When you hear their backstories, when you hear what they went through in order to be somebody of note that succeeded in 2021. It's incredible stuff. We really enjoyed bringing it to you. And then you'll be able to continue to vote at Dom Show 1210, at Dom Show 1210 on our poll. And Dan, I'm happy to say in the most recent poll, we've seen people up and down, meaning all four nominees have a lot of people that support them for their brilliance in what they did in 2021.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of changes in the second one. Now, remember, this second poll will be combined with the first poll to determine our eventual winner. But, yeah, we're seeing some ground being made up by Mr. Steve Keeley.
And just so listeners know, Dan, you see, sometimes, look, I'll be honest, I do get riled up. Maybe I should calm down, but people think that we're not trying to do the obvious things they suggest that we do. Well, why can't you get Dr. Damsker on? Why the heck do you think we can't get him on? He's being held out there in a incommunicado cell in the public health department of Bucks County. And Dan, that no progress with you, and usually you wear them down. You get some kind of response. The guy who is the public spokesperson for Bucks County in this regard is not speaking. How do you become a public spokesperson and not speak?
Yeah, I haven't gotten any response from their people over there. So,
yeah,
it's almost like they're getting the emails and they're just ignoring them or something.
Yeah, we know they're getting them. So, you know, if you're in that role, just tell us, no, we're not going to let the guy go on. You're a bunch of conservative yahoos. Okay, come on and tell us why Dr. Damsker can't speak. But Clarice Schillinger is going to be here today at 1:30. And she has up on her Twitter, and she's a very credible source, that there is a rumor out there, and there's a fear that Montgomery County might be backsliding toward going back to remote learning. You may remember last year when Valerie Arcouche was day-to-day on that, the stunt she pulled around Thanksgiving because of her fears of widespread COVID around Thanksgiving and just shut everything down, even the private schools. She's running for the Senate this time, so I didn't think that would be a possibility, but Clarice does. You don't want to miss that, particularly if you have kids or know people. Montgomery County, we'll talk with her. Dr. Oz at 2:30 today.
Just a note, Dom, Clarice has been moved to 2 o'clock. She's on Wall Street today, and at 1:30 she has an obligation, but she'll be joining us at 2 today.
2 o'clock today, then. That's fine. 2 o'clock today, Wall Street. Oh, something's coming up. more intrigue. But Dr. Oz has really got stuff buzzing behind the scenes here, Dan. You know, all kinds of back and forth with Dr. Oz coming on at 2:30. I like the platform he put out, but there are some questions out there, and we'll answer the questions. He's running for the Senate. Saw him on Hannity the other night announcing in Pennsylvania. And this is a critical Senate race. I think the governor's race is more important. Bill McSwain here today at 12:30. But let me start with a couple of things. One, let's get some calls going on this, and Dan will bring you in. People doesn't do their person of the year. People magazine does their people of the year, you know, keeping with the brand. And they have Simone Biles, Dolly Parton. I would make Dolly Parton person of the year every year that I could. Someday, Dan, add her to my top 10 list to get Dolly Parton on. She just does. I don't know how you could not like Dolly Parton. Probably people out there that don't. There's some cranks, but that's okay. Simone Biles, you know, look, she was probably the best gymnast of all time. Not probably, she is. And whatever was going on during the Olympics, you know, and the mental health part, some of it I'm completely on board. Some of it, you know, I'll leave aside. But the third people of the year, they name a group every year. And this year, they named teachers the people of the year. Now, here's the dilemma. You know, sometimes in talk radio, you can just rouse people by having them condemn all teachers. I know any number of teachers. I taught for years. I know how difficult it can be. But then I see the teacher union types, the activists, the AFT, the NEA. And how do we separate out fine individual teachers from these hijackers that have taken over their movement? You have to believe that significant numbers of teachers buy into what Randy Weingarten and the others are selling. So there's no way that I could make teachers the people of the year. So Dan, I know you didn't prepare for this, but I'll tell you, I'm going to go again with the people of the year, particularly here in the Philadelphia, but nationwide, given what they have to do during COVID, given the fire they've been on, I think cops are the people of the year. Yeah, that's who I think are the people of the year. And I don't think they've gotten a lot of credit from the local media, the national media. Whenever they talk about various groups during COVID, the doctors, the nurses on the front lines, yeah, absolutely. The grocery store workers, the SEPTA drivers, I'm on board. I agree. But how about cops? How about trying to keep law and order? How about trying to deal with all the nonsense that's out there? How about being a SEPTA cop out there in Upper Darby, comes to the suburbs, right? 69th Street. Guy goes wild, allegedly shoots the girlfriend, then opens fire over at 69th Street. What the heck is in the water at 69th Street? This morning, 4 a.m. or so this morning. It's amazing what's going on there. So, Dan, that would be my group of the year. How about you?
I like the police. I think that's a great group of the year. I really
Any
do.
Others come to mind for you? How about teachers? Let me get you in on the teachers thing. I mean, it pains me because I know outstanding teachers and those that are really good teachers. It is a tremendously difficult job. But then we have the union, and I don't know. It's hard for me to figure out, again, if teachers are opposed to this, how are these unions still doing their nonsense? It must be that significant numbers of teachers support their local union /NEA/NJEA/PSEA and all those EAs, right?
I have a suggestion.
Yes.
How about parents?
Ah, yes. Parents, let's think about what they've been through. Exactly right, as a group. Yeah, how does People Magazine get teachers, though? Don't they understand some of the antagonism that's out there that's justified around this? So 855-839-1210, should teachers be in any universe the people of the year, given the controversy with the teachers' unions? There's no doubt about it. All right, now, all the stuff going on in Philadelphia, I watched closely yesterday as the mayhem was unfolding. The shootings, the guy turning himself in, the 17-year-old who allegedly says he murdered he's got a story, he's just turning himself into the police for the murder of that 21-year-old Temple student. There's a new inspector who's not a D's and Dems type of guy who actually articulates. Last night, he talked about the fact that police, now here's the thing the media, asleep at the switch again, is not telling you. The police are going to charge this 17-year-old who turned himself in. They're going to charge him again in that carjacking situation, Dan. The one that we brought you yesterday with Ralph Cipriano that started all this. And all these notions of all these reforms in Philadelphia, I'll give you one with Jim Kenney here in a moment. The root cause of this is not just Krasner. Krasner is kind of like the tip of the spear. The root cause of what's going on in Philadelphia is progressivism. The rottenness of the idea from Kenny to Krasner to the silly police commander, that's what is raising the homicide rate. And all these other things and all this other spending money and all these cameras and everything else, sure, I might be interested in advocating some of those. Why, though, do we come up with all these things? The reason why we come up with all these, because we don't have the will to address the root cause. And the root cause are the progressive mobs in Philadelphia, George Soros spending $1.7 million to install Krasner in office. Yes, Krasner's the root cause. Why are police recharging this guy in the August situation with the carjacking? They're doing that because they now have him turned in on this, and they have a little bit more standing now. Krasner is the one that dropped the ball on that. That's exactly what happened. He still should have pursued that. He didn't. And once he didn't, this guy was let out of jail. Now he turns himself in this murder situation. So the blood is on the hands of Krasner, but more importantly, on the people that vote for him routinely or ignore what he's doing in Philadelphia. But again, it's bigger than Krasner. It's the progressive mindset. That's what gets people killed. Not lack of cameras, not lack of midnight basketball, not lack of any of those things. It's progressivism. That's what does it. Jim Kenny yesterday, and we're looking for the sound. Dana and I have been scouring. I saw it late on 6ABC. He went back to attacking the people in Oaks, where they have those gun shows and the like, some weekends over there at the convention center. Perfectly legal, fine stuff. Kenny yesterday now told Philadelphia he's got the secret. He's called upon the FBI and the AFT to now get involved against the Oaks Convention Center. Really? Well, why didn't we do this before then? Why is it that people like Kenny and the others, progressives, why is it they like the FBI, the AFT, and all those federal agencies that intrude into our lives often, many times unnecessarily? Yet, they're not as passionate about local police. They're not as supportive. They don't see local police as the answer. It's always the federal government, because that's another mark of progressivism. So all these solutions in Philadelphia, to me, become silly when we know what the problem is. All they do is fog up the problem. And the only solution I know to this, and I'm going to ask Bill McSwain when he comes up, if he were governor again today, he's here at 12:30. How is it that Republicans could divert money from Philadelphia? What else could they do to push back against Philadelphia? Governor Wolf just vetoed this morning a perfectly good suggestion, a bill passed by both houses that he called dangerous, that would permit permitless guns. In other words, concealed carry. And the reason for that is how difficult it is to get concealed carry in many of these progressive hotspots. So Wolf vetoed it, called it dangerous, and then he pointed toward Philadelphia. Philadelphia is not aflame because of people listening right now who honor the Second Amendment. Philadelphia is aflame because of illegal guns, because of cops not being allowed to do anything about it, and because of a whole network of people who want to make the gun the villain versus the person. In addition to that, Dan, this was the 52nd veto by Governor Wolfman Hack. That's more than any governor, the Inquirer says, in recent memory. That's his 53rd veto with 13 months left in his second term, more than any other governor since Milton Schapp, who left office in 1979. Wolf has passed Democrat Robert P. Casey, who had 50 vetoes. So what does this tell us? This is one man sound. Oh, man, a miracle. I got to stop everything in the world. Dan has the Kenny sound. I didn't know that. Thank you, Dan. Kenny. So here's Big Jim Kenny. Again, he didn't say Gunseltucky. I'm not sure in this. He says that routinely. Here's what it was. It 6ABC I saw it on, Dan?
Yeah, it was 6ABC via Bob Brooks.
Aha, Bob Brooks report. Okay. So with all that's going on here, the cop shot yesterday, 8 times he got hit. It was in some kind of altercation over a vehicle in North Philly. Here's Kenny's solution. It's those people in Oaks, Pennsylvania. They're responsible.
I'm just thankful that our officer's going to be okay.
But after such violence in the city this week and whole year, he wants state and federal law enforcement agencies to step in.
The ATF, FBI, working with us to go to these gun shows and figure out who's buying these guns and bringing them into cities, and also working with them to take some of these cases federally.
Meanwhile, Fraternal Order of Police President John McNesby says,
I mean, what are you going to do? We can't have press conference after press conference talking about what we're going to do. We're not going to pray your way out of it. You're not going to dance your way out of it. You got to get together and do old-fashioned police work the right way.
Oh, man, you're not going to pray your way, or did he say dance your way out of it, Dan?
I think he did.
Yeah. Oh, man, he's here today, too, John McNesby. Here's the thing. When Bill McSwain was there, was Kenny wanting his cooperation with the feds, trying to stop all this in Philadelphia? The answer is no.
You're not going to dance your way out of it. You got.
Yeah, this is a guy, Jim Kenny, who every day is going to come out and blame guns in one way or another. That's what progressives do. That's what they have to do. It's out of the playbook. So I'm fine, but one might ask the question, if I were a member of the media there, well, why didn't you call upon the FBI and the AFT? Why didn't they do this before? Do the Philadelphia police have any power? I bet if Kenny had gone to Bill McSwain and say, let's have a coordinated campaign here with how these guns are getting into Philadelphia. Oh, wait a minute. Bill McSwain is the one that put up billboards attacking that, if you remember. And he got attacked by, oh, I don't know, the Philadelphia Inquirer, Larry Krasner, and a bunch of other knuckleheads. Isn't that what happened? How many times can the media just be complicit in this whole thing, this whole scenario, this whole theater that plays out in Philadelphia? All right, so 855-839-1210, you get on board. Got a lot of other things today. We've got a lot of guests coming up. We'd love to get you in. Great sound question. Dom's Money Melody at 2:14 today. The side question, again, Dan and I worked this one up before the show. We have Dr. Oz coming on at 2:30 today. A lot of buzz around that. Give us that all-time favorite fictional doctor. It could be TV. It could be a book. It could be anywhere. Or real doctor, right, Dan? Either fictional or real.
Yeah, we're just looking for an all-time great doctor. Yeah.
Well, memorable. I'm going to take off the board one of the greatest doctors in Western civilization, Dr. Jill Biden.
Oh, come on.
All right, I'm going to take Dr. House off. Dr. House.
Okay. That's
I like that guy's approach. You know, if I were a doctor, Dan, and you were my patient, I'm going to get to the bottom of that, like it or not, right?
I like it, yeah.
Yeah, Dr. House is outside the box. That's who I want as my doctor. How about you?
I'm going to take two off the board just because I want to take one off the board, because when we do this side question, we've done it once before, I think it won. That's Dr. Jonas Salk.
Yes.
Absolutely incredible answer.
Well, you know my take. He's one of the 10 greatest of the last century, bar none. What he did with polio, that just changed the world. Yep, definitely.
And the other one, I'm going to take off a fictional one. This guy can somehow instrument body parts together to create some kind of beast, that being Dr. Frankenstein.
Oh. I mean,
how many doctors can create a living being out of parts put together?
And who said it? And the living being is in a sport coat, Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah, nice sport coat. You know what? I didn't even think. Glad you took that one off. Dr. Frankenstein or Steen, remember from...
Yes.
Yeah.
Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein or Steen would have to be the winner. So I'm glad you took that. I'm going to take Dr. Strangelove off, not because he'd be the winner. You know who Dr. Strangelove is?
From James Bond, right?
No.
Oh, wait, no. I feel like an idiot.
From the great Dr. Strangelove film about the nuclear bomb. Dan, you got to see that. I'm telling you, it is Peter Sellers plays 4 or 5 roles in that.
I'm looking into it. I knew what Dr. Strangelove was. I don't know where I got the James Bond thing from, but
yeah,
he looks like a Bond villain at least.
Yeah, but I would tell everybody, if you've never seen that film, Dr. Strangelove, my God.
I'll check it out, yeah.
It's one of my top 10, without a doubt. All right, so it's 855. Luke, just as the next room, said Dr. Nick from The Simpsons.
Oh, okay? That's a great answer, too.
Yeah, yeah. So 855-839-1210. I'm sticking by Dr. Jill Biden, though. Come on. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just pushed #1210. A lot of balls in play. Love to hear from you at the end of your call. And if you are a retired teacher, maybe you're a teacher today, your offers, whatever reason, would you put teachers up as people of the year? Can't do it, given the situation with the teachers' unions. It's impossible to do that at this point. 855-839-12.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. That's our side question of the day. Fictional or real doctor? Since we have Dr. Oz coming on the show today, one of the most celebrated, of course, or famous, let's say, of the last 20 years or so. I know there's a lot of controversy with Dr. Oz entering the race, the Senate race. You know, I can't tell you the Senate race right now. It's going to take a lot of shakeout. On the other side, I think it's going to be Fetterman when the dust settles on the Democrat side, and that is as radical as it gets. The governor's race is more important to me, but the Senate race could determine a lot of stuff, particularly who controls the U.S. Senate. It could come down to that. There's maybe one other state where that's the case. All right, let's go to Andrew. Andrew's in Chestnut Hill. He's with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom, and Merry Christmas to you and Dan.
Thank you, Andrew. Same to you and yours.
One quick question. How come no one in the media pipes up and asks Mr. Kenny if this problem is due to gun sales in Oaks and Gunsaltucky, why isn't it widespread throughout the state?
Well, let me be a bit on their side with that, because many of them are just reporters doing that. The last time, Andrew, even if they asked him something like, well, people are saying or this arrogant coward goes wild. And then they don't know what to do because they, you know what I mean? They're in a different position than I would be in with the guy. That's what he does. And then they'll shut off access and everything else. But to your point, they got to at least attempt, even if they couch it mightily, to bring that up. I mean, it's
maybe
amazing.
Maybe the Inquirer could raise it. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, well, they won't. They're in the tank on this. And, Andrew, the thing the media, 500 of them covering this yesterday, either didn't see or their sensitivity is not mine. The police said they are going to charge that 17-year-old who turned himself in with that carjacking that we talked about last August that we had Ralph Cipriano on yesterday. Why are they going to be able to recharge him when Larry Krasner said there was nothing that could be done with the case? That's the story to me.
All right. Well, thank you, Don, for letting me get that point in. Enjoy the holiday season.
Well, thank you. Hey, Andrew, how about a fictional doc? You have one?
Dr. Melfi.
Oh, that's very a great one. Yes, yes.
Dr. Melfi.
Dr. Melfi. It doesn't have to be a medical doctor. That's a psychological type of thing, but yeah.
Didn't you have Bracco on, Lorraine Bracco on before?
I have not.
Oh, I thought you have. Maybe we can get her.
Where does she look better, in The Sopranos or in Goodfellas? I say even though she's older, she looks better in The Sopranos.
Yeah, she is gorgeous in The Sopranos.
Yeah, in Goodfellas, it's not as good as The Sopranos.
For those that aren't plugged in, we're talking about Dr. Melfi being Tony Soprano's psychologist in The Sopranos.
Yeah, imagine that's your patient. Oh, my God.
Yes. Woo!
Might be more difficult on the doc if it were Dan Borowski or Dom Giordano, though, on the couch.
Whatever psychiatrist imagine? That you're seeing is going to be up for a huge task.
See, yeah, you know my theory. To be a great radio talk show host, and I don't know if my colleagues there would concur, got to be a little bit quirky. It's got to be a screw that's not off, but it's unscrewed a
100%.
Bit, Dan. And you've worked with about a dozen now.
Yeah.
So you would agree, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're just a normal guy, you're not going to do well on radio, I got to say. Like you're boring. If you're just a vanilla, average kind of person, you got to be quirky.
Oh, God.
You got to be quirky.
Monsters that are there, yes.
Yeah.
Let's go to Holly and Malvern on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Holly, good afternoon.
Hi, love your show. Enjoyed listening.
Thank you, Holly, very much.
This child that was shot and murdered in the Temple student is a haunting memory to me because my daughter's very good friend, Milan Longcar, was killed with a very similar situation.
At an area campus?
Not once, but it was not an area campus. It was in Brewery Town, but it was somebody that had been carjacking, had a mile-long rap, and was let out. He was let out on a cheap bail. He should have never been let out. And he had the same mile-long thing that this guy has.
So, Holly, you're talking about Milan Lokar? Is that what you're talking about, that case?
Yes.
So just a reminder for our listeners, we talked about that at length here on the Dom Giordano program. Milan was a kid at Temple who was just walking his dog. Just normal kid. He was mugged, and he was
murdered. And he was also a Temple student, yes. Just the nicest guy you ever want to meet.
So Holly, what's going on in Philadelphia, people start reinventing the wheel, deflecting with all these solutions. The solution in Philadelphia is to let police do their job, to go back to constitutional stop and frisk, to put people in jail,
exactly.
Keep them in jail. We can't get rid
exactly.
of Krasner right now, but it's obvious we don't have to spend, and the money, Holly, that they're spending on all these cockamamie programs should be spent on opening the courts for a few extra hours a day and on the weekends. Even Kenny said there's a big backlog. They identify the problem. They never want to identify the solution, though.
Yep.
Well, Holly, to that point about your friend and the whole situation, it's bad enough. I can't imagine a child losing your child under any circumstance. But the rage.
It's heartbreaking.
That you would feel when you know the backstory. And yesterday, this police inspector revealed they're going to charge in the carjacking. The rage to me is he says it, and that's not the headline in the Inquirer and everywhere else today. I charge
exactly.
them with just incompetency at best, if not agenda here. We had it yesterday.
And they try to wash it away. They try to wash it away as fast as they can.
Exactly, Holly. It's so, loss like that, it's just miserable beyond belief, but it does not have to happen.
Did I read correctly, and I don't know, once again, this was a news media thing, but they said that he was charged with a carjacking, and then he didn't show up for his hearing, and it was just washed away.
No, what happened is the original thing was $200,000 bail, then the judge dropped that. And then Krasner said they didn't have the witness wouldn't come forward at that point, so Krasner just dropped it. What I'm telling you is the police are going back on that carjacking charge now. And the guy I had on yesterday said that Krasner could have still pursued the case. If he lost, he lost.
Exactly.
But at least he would have been in jail, and they would have been able to get him on a parole violation on top of that. Potentially, that would have been looked at as far as all the circumstances around this. Again, he dropped the ball because this is what he does. This is his mantra.
And now
he's on the side of looking past all this for the criminal versus protecting us. Holly, who's your famous fictional doctor or real?
I don't find him famous, and he is certainly fictional, but I sure would take Fauci off that list if he's on it.
All right, there thank you. Yeah. We're taking a shot at Dr. We're asking for your favorite. Everybody wants, all right, so we take a shot at that.
You can switch it over to memorable doctors, right?
Yeah, memorable. Okay, we'll put them on the list. We
surely
know
memorable.
Bill,
yeah.
Bill McSwain is on deck. We're going right to the horse's mouth. Sorry about that, Bill, so to speak. What does he think when Kenny says, oh, let's get the federal prosecutor involved in helping here in Philadelphia? We have the guy that put up the billboards that they mocked about if you're illegal firearms, I'm putting you in jail forever under federal charges. Remember that? Remember how he was mocked by the Philadelphia Inquirer, etc.? Remember that?
But after such violence in the city this week and whole year, he wants state and federal law enforcement agencies to step in.
The ATF, FBI, working with us to go to these gun shows and figure out who's buying these guns and bringing them into cities, and also working with them to take some of these cases federally.
Meanwhile...
Oh, take them federally. Bill McSwain at your disposal is next here on Talk Radio 1210. Can't ask for... Thank you, Mayor Kenny, for that introduction.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.
All right, welcome in, everyone. Bill McSwain is the former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District. In addition to that, he's running for governor in Pennsylvania, which I happen to think is the most consequential political fight in the entire country, bar none, simply because whoever is the governor is going to control a lot of things that affect our lives, but also the election in 2024. Let's face it, that's what happened the last time in 2020. Bill McSwain joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, welcome in. And were your ears burning when Jim Kenney talked about getting the feds involved yesterday?
Thanks, Dom. Always good to be with you. Yeah, it's a little funny that now he wants the feds to bail him out. The problem here, as I've said from the beginning, is that we have a criminal justice system and a DA where there's no accountability, there's no deterrence, and we have a bunch of progressive nonsense in Philadelphia that's driving this violent crime problem. When I was U.S. attorney, I did everything humanly possible to try to deal with that emergency. I put more prosecutors into violent crime. We increased the violent crime prosecutions that we did under my watch by 70%. We had the billboards, as you mentioned, that it was kind of an unusual thing where we were trying to raise awareness about how there was going to be federal prosecutions. And you know what I got? You know what my reward was? I don't know if you remember this, but the Philadelphia Inquirer called me the number one villain of 2020. because I was actually standing up to Krasner. I was actually trying to do something about this crisis. And I did things like stop heroin injection sites as well. So it's kind of ironic that now these progressives like Kenny would say, well, the feds need to come in and fix this problem.
Yeah, well, it's typical. They just have to keep a bill running something out there every day. I can't even tell if they feel the pressure because part of me, Krasner certainly doesn't. No number, no act of violence will ever seemingly turn the Philadelphia Inquirer against him or these other public officials. They're rare that point to Krasner. And what they're engaged now in are hundreds of different deflections. Let's try this. Let's try that. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We know what stops crime and what precipitates crime, but we don't have the will to do it.
You need accountability and you need deterrence. And we don't really have a gun problem in Philadelphia. We have a behavior problem. The people who are pulling the triggers on the guns know that there's going to be no accountability, no punishment, no deterrence. I mean, look at this suspect in the terrible Temple tragedy. If you had just carjacked somebody in the summer and nothing happened and all the charges were dropped against you, well, why wouldn't you do it again in November? And it appears that that's exactly what happened. And that is the Krasner playbook. That's the way he wants it to be. This is playing out exactly by design. You know, and if you think about it, Krasner's been a defense attorney his whole life. And he's doing his best defense work right now as DA.
Yep, exactly right. Bill, what's your theory, though? Is it just ideology why people like the Philadelphia Inquirer would go after you and not point this out with Krasner? They obviously are not that dumb to not see what's going on here.
Well, I don't know. You might be giving them too much credit. But their narrative is that the criminal justice system is racist, police department is racist, minorities are targeted, instead of acknowledging the truth, which is that the police and prosecutors actually target crime, right? The police go where the crime is. They go where they're called to go. They go to the 911 call. So it is just a monstrous slander against the police to say that the police are actually out there trying to affirmatively target race. It's not what they're doing. They're targeting crime. And as soon as you basically put the police on their heels and put the law enforcement officials who can keep us safe on their heels by slandering them and attacking them and threatening them and prosecuting them sometimes, that is really going to result in tragic consequences for the city. We've seen it play out in all the years of the Krasner administration, and unfortunately it's getting worse, and it is going to continue to get worse unless people say they've had enough.
That's exactly right. There is no magic thing. This is incremental. Before we get to a couple of other things, one parting question, though. Kenny, on Thanksgiving, that annual news conference, he and the head of city council both drew down on straw purchasers. Now, I've said on the air, but I don't have the expertise that you do, what I would do with straw purchasers, but they seem to keep on saying that somebody is not allowing them to crack down on straw purchasers at the Oaks Gun Show or other places, Bill, and you were apparently on top of that.
Sincerely and earnestly to get this thing down in the whole environment of, you know, Gunsaltucky here where we live in, where guns are available to everybody.
So, Bill, what is this gripe? You've been following it with straw purchasers. Straighten it out. What should be done? I always think of deterrence, higher penalties, more cops, or federal agents investigating it, penetrating it, nailing them, making the consequences so high that it becomes difficult to want to continue to sell guns. Kenny said, well, all they have to do is say the gun got lost and nobody does anything.
Well, first of all, that's pretty insulting that the mayor would call us Gunsaltucky, you know, and basically slander lawful gun owners. You know, you could just as easily call Philadelphia, you know, Murderdelphia. So right off the bat, he's got the wrong attitude. And the reason he has the wrong attitude is because he is deflecting. He's not placing the blame where it belongs. The blame belongs with the people who are not prosecuting and not holding the offenders accountable and instead blaming it on an inanimate object, a gun. That's like saying that the tragedy that we saw in Wisconsin, where the driver plowed through a crowd of people and killed children, that's an SUV problem. We have to have SUV control. We have a real SUV crisis. No, we don't. There's an individual who committed those murders, just like there's an individual who always pulls the trigger. And there's all sorts of tools available, both to local prosecutors and federal prosecutors, to deal with straw purchases and to deal with violent crime and to deal with everything that we need to do to get this crisis under control. Instead, there's a lack of will, because instead we have progressive nonsense that says there's not going to be accountability, there's not going to be deterrence, and instead we're just going to continue to go down this path of more and more murders, more and more shootings, and it's destroying the city. But to answer your question directly, there's federal laws, there's local laws that prevent straw purchasing. You're not allowed to go in and purchase a firearm for somebody else who is prohibited from owning a firearm. And we did a lot of cases like that in the U.S. Attorney's Office. So, again, Jim Kenney is just trying to deflect blame instead of placing it where it belongs. And this is not rocket science. This can be fixed very quickly. But instead, the media and the politicians in Philadelphia don't want to face the problem because they're invested in their narrative.
Exactly. Bill, a couple of other things, too, that are on your purview running for governor. One, energy prices going up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's really just like a double whammy here. We've got runaway inflation. People are having trouble paying for groceries and life's expenses, and now they're going to be dealing with these massive energy price increases. And again, you can connect the dots on this stuff. It's not that complicated. If Biden comes in and he says that we're going to close down pipelines and we're not going to take advantage of our fossil fuel resources, and we've got the Secretary of Transportation saying, well, don't worry about gas prices, just go out and buy an electric vehicle, which costs tens of thousands of dollars. It's all happening exactly the way we could see it was going to happen, where this is going to hurt regular, hardworking Pennsylvanians in their pocketbook. And it's really unfair, and it's fixable because we have tremendous energy resources in Pennsylvania. We need to harness those resources. We need to get the natural gas out of the ground, and we need to use it, and we need to bring people's costs down and really make Pennsylvania an energy powerhouse. And Governor Wolf has been anti-energy his entire administration, and Josh Shapiro is going to be anti-energy and has been in his record. So again, we need a Republican governor to get this fixed.
Meanwhile, though, while those are gone up, legislative raises, I think, took effect this week, right?
They did. It was one of the largest raises in decades. I have called on all state officials who are receiving these raises to return them to the Treasury. Now is not the time for state officials to be accepting a hefty raise when working Pennsylvanians are suffering. Some have decided to return it, but not many. So I want to see a lot more people do the right thing and not accept a raise in the middle of a time when people are hurting and more money should not be going to our legislators and to our executive officials.
Exactly right. Where do we find all things Bill McSwain, your campaign, etc.?
Please go to BillMcSwain.com on the web, and also follow me on Twitter at McSwainPA.
Now, are you in the running this year as Villain of the Year by the Philadelphia Inquirer? Again, my sources don't have anything to say on that yet. It's early, I guess.
If they thought I was a villain before as U.S. attorney because I was enforcing the law, I'm probably, I'll have my own separate category running for governor, because I'm exposing their lies, I'm exposing their narrative, and what I care about is I care about making lives better throughout Pennsylvania for the everyday working Pennsylvanians, and those aren't the people that the Inquirer serves.
Exactly right. Bill, Merry Christmas. If we don't speak before then, I think we might, but thank you. Thanks for being right on point today, as always.
Thanks, Tom. Great to be with you. Talk to you soon.
All right, Bill McSwain. Dan, I mean, we have Bill McSwain on every other week, but could there be a better time back and forth? You heard what he said about the straw purchasing issue. Why is it that Kenny, again, didn't seek aids of the feds, make this a coordinated, make this an all-out effort? Why did the Philadelphia Inquirer attack him? His billboards basically said this, the subtext. Hey, if you think you're in Philadelphia and you're going to get away with it, if you're caught with an illegal gun, I'm going to come after you federally with everything that I have. That was mocked. That was grandstanding. That was the villain of the year by the Philadelphia Inquirer. And then they wander around throwing their hands up. Look at the homicides. How can we blame conservatives? How can we blame Trump? How can we blame guns? How can we blame the residents of Oaks, Pennsylvania? Oaks, Pennsylvania becomes a new target. All righty, 855.
Real quick, Dom.
Yes, Dan.
Wasn't McSwain, was it 2020 or was it 2019 that he was one of your persons of the year?
Yeah, we didn't have seven fishes last year, so Bill McSwain was one of the persons of the year in 2019, along with John McNesby, Liz Preate Havey. I forget the other. I think we had
We did person of the year last year because we had Chris Termagli as one of our people of the
yes,
year.
Yes, we did. That's right.
Yeah, we did on air. But, no, because I asked because he brought up being the villain of the year. I wanted to know if it was the same year that you gave him the person of the year.
Should have been the same year as the Inquirer. Let's figure out what the Inquirer is going to do, and then I'll make the others, they make villains, the
there
person of the year.
The opposite.
It's an easy task for us. I'm really looking forward to it. 9 o'clock tonight, though, you have to listen to the backstory of our four persons of the year. Amazing people. That'll be 9 o'clock tonight, and then the voting continues. And tomorrow at 2, we will tell you who listeners in the committee have determined is our local person of the year. It's a biggie this year. Don't know who it is yet, but the voting is vote early and vote often. All right, 855-839-1210. Side question. Give us that fictional or real doctor with Dom and Dan. Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. You get in AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. 9 o'clock tonight, our special on the person of the year. People Magazine, I let off telling you, came up. Dolly Parton's a great one. Simone Biles, I really don't have any objection to that. The woman, who was in Grey's Anatomy, or still is in it. And then teachers. As the group that is the person of the year. Dan had a good, I said cops, he said parents. Could teachers be the person of the year? You know, on one hand, antagonism toward teachers, I think, is pretty significant given the teachers' unions. But it's the union types, the NEA and particularly the AFT, that are getting all the heat. I don't know if that's coming down on the average teacher. But our buddy Clarice Schillinger on her Twitter, the reason she got involved in all this school board stuff was to keep schools open. She says there is a big rumor out there that she'll be here at 1:30, that Montgomery County is dithering around with the shutdown again. Remember this time last year, well, before Thanksgiving, Valerie Arcouche jumped in there and said, we're shutting everything down because we think this will be a super spreader over the Thanksgiving holiday. And I guess it went to December 6th or whatever it was. Even private schools had to shut down. That was just a county decision. That wasn't even Wolfman Hack. Could Montgomery County go that way? I think she's very credible. But if they're considering that, they got to realize the backlash this time. People have had it, even with the new variant, et cetera. Even though we hear the reports, it's in the country, all the rest, people are not going to put up with another lockdown shutdown again, particularly coming from progressives mainly, if not solely. And this is going to be held against them as we move toward the midterms, et cetera. Plus, there's going to be more acts of defiance than ever. They can't possibly think that's the way to go. Dr. Marty McCarry yesterday laid it out beautifully about what should happen versus where we seem to be headed. So we'll talk with her about that. But John McNesby is in the on-deck circle from FOP Lodge 5. We're going to talk with him about this cop shot 8 times yesterday. And apparently it was just an altercation. He was an off-duty cop with somebody in another vehicle somehow in North Philly. And also, it's the 40th commemoration of Mumia Abu-Jamal assassinating Danny Faulkner coming up next week. We'll talk with him a little bit about that. But continue to hit us with the side question. We've gotten some good ones. Dr. James Corey, Dan, that doesn't mean anything to you, from WWDB, nominated on Twitter, though. That's a good one.
Well, working this show, I've become very familiar with Dr. James Corey work.
What a character. Yeah, you would not believe it. Yeah. But hit us with that fictional or real doctor. That's the side question of the day, because Dr. Oz, candidate for the Senate, is here at 2:30. All that straight ahead with Dom and Dan on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.